the Gemara, if Tzar Belechayim is Beraisa. The Gemara brings down that from that you see that there's a mitzvah of Priika that you see from there that's based on the Raisa of Tzar Belechayim. Now there's a Shaila, what's the Gemara sound like this wasn't the Makar? The Din Priika wasn't necessarily the Makar for Tzar Belechayim. And sounds like the Gemara sounds like there was a klali stick of cloud that we already knew before the mitzvah that is a din of Tzar Belechayim. Now the Shita Mekubetzes brings down B'Shem the Ritva that Tzar Belechayim was Alochel Moshe Mishinei. And the Ravid brings down that we knew Tzar Belechayim from the Isser of Leisachsim Son Vedisha. And my Chaim was pointing out that the Torah come out that if it's Alocha Moshe Mishinei, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Isser. Or especially if you learn out from, and we'll soon see that a lot of Mefarshim Mashma, that's an Inyan of the Lachta B'drachav, it's not necessarily you see that there's a positive Isser. But if you learn out from Leisachsim would sound like there's an Isser, a positive Isser, that you're not allowed to cause Tzar Belechayim. Not that there's a mitzvah not to cause tzar to animals. The Gemara brings down Shita Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili would say that Tzar Belechayim is not the Raisa. There's no din the Raisa of Tzar Belechayim. Now, the Chassam Sofer Taka says that the Inyan of Tzar Belechayim is Inyan from Virachim of Akol Masa. It's a dinner from Rachma Vakol Masa. You take a look over here on page Yudalit. There's a Toisvis says that even though Tzar Belechayim is a Raisa, Frek Toisvis Akasha. Toisvis on Daf Lamabez Amabez in Masech Tisbam Metzia and Sakasha, that by the Melech, it sounds like after the Melech died, they didn't want anyone to use his horse. So Toisvis says, so they mutilated his horse. The Gemara of Beit Zara says they did something in the horse to make it that wasn't usable. Now the Shaila is Ayil Chayr of Tzar Belechayim. So Toisvis, no, it's Kavod HaMelech. Kavod HaMelech is Adav.
It's not Tzar Belechayim, not
Kavod.
It's not Tzar Belechayim. It's not
So you're saying it's like this. That Vibalti Yisoyi, this is really what the Chassam Sefer says. The Chassam Sefer says that Vibalti Yisoyi of Tzar Belechayim is an Indian of the person's midas. It's not because you want the animal to have a good life. That's not the Yisoyed of Tzar Belechayim. The Yisoyed is V'racham of Akol Masav. Right? And even if you learn it out from Laisachs and Sharbadisha, even if you say this Makairis and Psukim Deraisa, it's like Leiz is saying, the part is, the Tachas is how we fear it with the animals. So if there's another Tachas, Dr. Chassam Sefer, Nira, Medikas Rachman of Akol Masav, Miu, Hainu, Masha'inu, Tzarech Adam. Oy lichvaydai umemaynai the reksiv v'radu b'digas hayam. The Chassam Sefer adds lamaisa the Torah writes in parashat Bereishis v'radu b'digas hayam. So you see from there that there's a din that we could be right to the animals. Zok the Chassam Sefer v'etoynim ala behemah v'raydim b'makol v'chin kosser amban v'parashat luchakim shalagi rach mishamayim abalechayim shulu tzerich adam mitavado where it's coming to fulfill the need of a person. Avada, that's the tax of the animal. So it's not a stira to racham of a komasa. Yoshev Koshi Atoises, Midivive, Gamma Shikosim Shita Mukubetsim, Zakim Vein of Fichvaidai. Means they're bought by Akasha. What's the head of Zakim Levein of Fichvaidai? Lechoira, I Lechoira, there's a din of Tzar Belechayim. So what's the head there by Prika Lamashal, by Tino? There's a din of Zakim Vein of Fichvaidai. How can it be? Lechoira racham of a komasa, there's a din of Tzar Belechayim. So the answer to that is that Avado, there's an in of Rachim of a Kol Masa. But the Tzura of where it shteres the Adam, or where it's Lutzarech Adam, Avado, that takes precedence over the din of Rachim of a Kol Masa. It's not a stira. That's what the Chassam Sefer is saying, that Vibal Tshtei V'rod B'digas Hayom. Chassam Sefer sounds like more that the word is Vibal Tshtei, the positive din, V'rod B'digas Hayom, that we have a right to do with animals what we want. So Memela, that Memela, Avad, we have a right to do with the animals or whatever we need. But like Lazer's saying, is the tachas is that it's coming to fulfill the needs of people. So if the covenant, if it's a stira to the needs of the people, if it's a stira to the covenant Adam, or it's a stira to anything else, the covenant of the Melech, Avad, we have a right to do with the animal, whatever you want. Now, there's another Makar, the Sefer Charedim brings down another Makar. That another Makar for the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is from the halacha that a person has to take care of his animal before he takes care of himself. From the din, you have to feed the animals before you. It's also a Makar that Tzar Bali Chaim is Asa Deraisa. Now, if you look in the Sefer Charedim, they bring down a shifty booklet, bring down a very interesting Maisa on page Tezva. The parak vav the brachis, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav. Aser la adam shiit in klum, koidim shiicha maicha lebehemtai. Shenemar, benasati eise besadcha lebehemtecha, vahadah vechalta besavata. Da habi tzar balichayim. Vekol shkein she aser the tzar kol balichayim biyadayim, kedaminu mekame duchti tzar balichayim beraisa veviyu apeskim. The peskim bring down, Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa. Umaisa b'dereinu. He brings down an interesting story. Sharav amakubal hagadol. From Rav Yitzchak Ashkenazi. Shenistak b'fnei tamachachim echad. Va'om aloi nirshim b'fanecha. Avoyin Tzar Bali Chaim. He said, I see on your face the aver of Tzar Bali Chaim. Yeah, you see this person was a taka tamachachim. That was the only thing that he saw on his face. Was this aver of Tzar Bali Chaim. It must have been a pretty chashiv yid. And he came back, he saw his face, he saw he didn't have any more Aveir of Tzar Bali Chaim. He asked him what the story was. He said, Taka, my wife didn't feed the chickens in the morning before she ate, and then she's masakinah. Agav, you also see that even though you tell your wife to feed the chickens, vice tois, it's your responsibility. Vice that you see as much that Maisa, the Avoin of Tzar Bali Chaim, was on his face. So you see that he had the responsibility. But Akal Panim, you see, from over here, the chashivas of the Avera of Tzar Bali Chaim. And Itaka says, the Sefer Charedim says, that it's anaf of the mitzvah of Alachta B'Dracha, the Mahu Racham, Avata Racham, and Itaka finds there were big gedolim, Rebellion Pian, the Yidua, there's a lot of pictures of him that used to go around feeding the stray cats. Now it's Yisrael, if you take upon this mitzvah, Itaka could be busy the whole day. Recently, there's a very famous story, I think it was Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, with Mr. Rabbi Wyman, the photographer, that he came to Rabbi Chaim, mamash recently. Chaim looked up at him, I think maybe 2 years ago, Rabbi Chaim said, I was waiting for you for 25 years to ask you mechila. He asked him what happened, and he said, 25 years ago, he said he was a bacher maybe in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to visit Rav Chaim. It was very early in the morning, and he saw Rav Chaim outside feeding the cats, and started picking up his camera. Rav Chaim said, don't take a picture, and he took it anyways. He said, afterward, Rav Chaim mamash got upset at him. So he got so scared, he ran away, just took out the film, and he threw it in the garbage. He said that was the last time he saw Rav Chaim. And he said, Rav Chaim said, now they came to him, he said, Rav Chaim said, I was waiting for you to come back for 25 years to ask him a chilul. You ask him the story. I think it's a documented story. But Al Kapanim, you see this Indian that Gedolim had, that they were merachim even on animals that were mutal on them. Now the Gemara says in Chasantazach, before we get back to the Makaris of Tzar Bali Chaim, the Gemara says that the Gemara says, who lifreik? Chaveri lifreik. V'sayni lifreik. The Gemara said that you do prika for a sign. I'm sorry. Hulifrei the sign of litain. The Gemara says you do teina first for your sign, even though your friend is prika, because loch of yitzay others. For the Gemara tzar belechayim. So the Gemara loch of yitzay others. So the shaila baitim is, what's this idea? What's this concept? The chayiv to this tzar belechayim. What do we care that loch of yitzay others? So, rather than the Targum, the way he brings down the mitzvah, very interesting, the way the Targum brings down the mitzvah. The Targum is on page Membeis. The Targum says, Mishvavik tishbik ma deblibcha alavoy v'tifrik imit. It says that the mitzvah prika, it says that you shall leave while your heart's upset for your friend, and go help him out. So it's mashma that a chedek of the mitzvah, prika v'ti'ina, is the inyan of lachav etzitzra. So memela, if you have a mitzvah that's the inyan of lachav etzitzra, then it's better. I saw that Chareinim want to say it, Teretz, a very famous kasha, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, the Chacham Lei Yikach Mitzvahs, they took care of Atmos Yosef and didn't go after Bizas Hayah. Fagin Achrein Makasha, what do you mean? The din of Bizas Hayah was also, maybe some Mishayim learned there was a chelik of the Achikin Yetzir B'chush Gadol, so there was a mitzvah. I'm sorry, not Bizas Hayah. When they went out from Mitzrayim, when they went around taking, they took out the money from Mitzrayim, that was a mitzvah also. And so why the Chacham Lei Yikach Mitzvahs say it was Oisik in Arenish HaYosef? So the Alta Finkalim said, based on this Gemara, that you see, Lach of Etzitzroi is a better mitzvah. When you have two mitzvahs, Lach of Etzitzroi is a better mitzvah. So Memela, taking care of Atmos Yosef and not going after the Mammon, was a mice of Lach of Etzitzroi, said a deeper than the mitzvah. But the Shaila is, over here, the Shaila is that L'chayra, if there's a mitzvah tzar b'lechayim, what's Taka Davar? So l'chayra, the Nekudas Advarim is like this. There's a shtickle from the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef said that Tzar B'lechayim is the Raisa. Frak, the Muki Yosef, if Tzar B'lechayim is the Raisa, so what's Taka the Heter by Zakim Eilat Yichvayda? We just spoke about this from the Ksam Zayfer. What's Taka the Var by Zakim Eilat Yichvayda is Mutter? Enfet the Muki Yosef b'shem the Ran. That the whole iser of tzar b'lechayim is only b'makim where it's not the tzarich adam. With tzarich adam, you're allowed to make an animal work hard for you. You can't overdo it, but l'maisi, you're allowed to be mitzayim to a certain extent. So memela zakteran hu adin v'bal gadol kavod abrius. The kavod of a talmid chacham or a zakin is greater than the kavod for the animal. Zavando, there's a heter to be mitzayim the animal. Or like Tosfos says, Abamachim Kavod HaMelech. Also, the word is that Vibalt the Tzarech HaAdam, Vibalt the whole issue of Tzar B'lechayim is Abamachim with the steer to Tzarech HaAdam. But Abamachim with the Tzarech HaAdam, Avada, you could do it. Memela Zakt the Menchatzchinach Avei Gishmakavar. Menchatzchinach wants to say that if you see that Tzarech HaAdam Gashmi comes before the tzar of an animal, right? You have a shayla of tzarech adam or the tzarech animal. What comes first? Tzarech adam. So memela zakta mechaz chinuch kolshkein a tzarech ruchni of the person over the tzarech of an animal. What would come first? The tzarech ruchni of the person. So memela zakta mechaz chinuch, if by not doing this and doing something else you can be kaifin your yetzer hara, so memela that has a din over the animal.
Not really, we see that you have to feed the animal first.
Oh, that's right, so I hear the ara. So I hear that ara, unless you say that you should do it in a way, you want to know if the person by not eating is going to be with Tzar Gadol. So I'm here, I'm not sure. I hear the ara. But, I had this ara also. But l'chayra, that's what the Mechaz Chid wants to say. If you see that Tzarech Adam to a certain extent takes over.
Of course, it's like, let's say, Tzarech Adam, let's say it would be too much work to help unload the animal.
I hear what you're saying. Right, it has to be like a very big tzarech. Lamaisa, I taka saw that some of the gedolei achrenim bring down that a person. We'll see about it more if we have time. But a person comes home very late Shabbos morning because he wants to learn. And Lamaisa, he says, he's causing the little kids tzar b'lechayim. Or the family that they start the suda so late, it's causing them tzar b'lechayim. So, like you're saying, Lamaisa, you have to know exactly in the Mishkal HaChasidus, sometimes causing people tzar is also tzar b'lechayim. But Lamaisa, that's the way the Mechaz Chinuch wants to say. Now it comes out, like these svaris, then it's not ideal that the kavod adam or the tzeirich adam is doiche the tzeirich of the animal. It's more the vart is that b'makayim the whole din of tzar b'lechayim is not when it's a stira to the tzeirich adam. But if it's a stira to tzeirich adam, avada there's no din of tzar b'lechayim at all. Lamaisa, the Emek Bracha wants to be medayik that from the Lashon of Gemara and the Lashon of Tosfos would sound like be'etzem avada the covet of the animal, the tzar of the animal is still kayim and is a iser. Nor tzar of the person is other if it's like doicha the tzar of the animal, but not that b'makim with tzarich adam they bechlal don't have a iser. It sounds like be'etzem there's a problem. It's just l'tzarich adam l'tzarich. Let's say a thing, you have a right to be doiche. So like that, you have to take and know what's the gather of the heter. Like the way the Emek Bracha is being medayik. It sounds like more the part is that the cover of Adam is doiche cover of the animal. But not that be'etzim in such a matter there's no yisrael. I guess there would be an afkimino if you have to try being a mayit, the tsar of the animal, but mocking where it's a stira, or but mocking where it's not, or if you say that bechlal, there's no inyan of tsar b'lechayim in such a matter, so then there wouldn't be an inyan of trying to be a mayit the tsar. Okay, I just want to go through this tshuva, which could be negeir. And Moshe has a tshuva. The shaila is about killing bugs or trapping animals in your house. So first of all, the shaila always you have to start if it's causing tzar for the people. Then, like we said, tzar for people is more than tzar for the animals. So therefore, that avada that you have to put into the cheshbon. But in the tshuvas from the Tshuva Sadeshan, he said like this. He says in Siman Kofei, this will be Shiloh also, that people have a taina, that you can't do experiments on animals. That we already see, that Chassam Sefer is saying anytime it's Tzarech Adam, Avada did a heter. But it seems in the times of Shiloh, in Tshuva Sadeshan, he had an interesting Shiloh. Im Limrit is on page Chaf. Im Limrit Noitis, La'avdis Chayim, to take out the feathers of a live chicken, Idoim Alagidis Kvasim, Oy I av tsar balechayim gamlach liloshen oif kedei sheyedaber. I don't know. It seems like they used to do operation on the tongues of the birds. Vaznayim v'zana mikelef kedei leapaisei. They want to have a more handsome dog, so they used to cut off the ears and the tail from the dog. So I'm not sure. Maybe the dog would be happy. Nowadays they would say you should just ask the dog what he feels more comfortable with. But Lamaisa, that was the shayla to the Tshuva Sadeshan. So he says, Nir Nadvarim, the inus mishum tzar b'lechayim, and mo'isa l'tzarchu tashmishot. There's no isa tzar b'lechayim where he's doing it l'tzarech v'tashmishot. The nivru kol abiyis rak l'shamish es adam, k'disa b'ar b'asa k'dushin. Zok there, v'teida, the perbeis, the ba'mitziya ha'cha, shepriko tzar b'lechayim, Vim Kane, ich mutter masse kavir al behema lo licha me makin lo makin, ma ik in tzai balichayim. Zog der, how are you allowed to ask an animal to do work for you? L'chari tzim ba'a tzai balichayim. Zog der, that avada the yisoid of all the briyas were given to, for a person to work with. Zok ter savada b'makim weir so teich adam yoladu zok in fear dois ella umitoich halon rais avinir ksas leke isu b'chay gavim El Sha'ilim Nizarim Vinimoinim. I'm reading on the last column, seven lines on the top, like three lines on the top. Ve'eshatam fisheini roit Sha'ilim Lenoig Midas Achzorius Neged Abiyos. Shireim Dimikabal Inish Al Kaka Kadeshim Berkapoyelim. Gabi Rabbeinu Hakadosh Vahu Eglo the Taller Reisha B'Knafa the Rabbi Amar Zil Lekach Nitzarka. But he says maybe the reason why people didn't want to do it was because they didn't want to have a midas achzarias in order to that they scared the gel oynish, so they didn't want to do certain things that were more achzarias. But avada, the regular oifen of doing things, Avada, it's going to be mutter. Now, Ramosha and Chuvis also goes with this thing, and he says, Avada, any tzaricha adam, Avada is going to be mutter. But he says, flies or ants or bugs that shter yimluchis adam, there is no tzar b'lechayim, and Avada, that Avada allowed to do it. But he says, that similar to what the Chum Tadesh is saying, if about the person doesn't want to teach himself Achzarius, so he says maybe you should do it better in a trap, you shouldn't kill it, you're dying. But he says in the Ikir Adin, a person is allowed to do it. Now, so therefore he says, Avada, he says, Ay Shchita, he says, Shchita is a mitzvah. And the Mechaz Chinuch writes, the Inyan Shchita, why did Taka, the Torah gave the Inyan Shchita? Because he says, if about the Iker Adam is in the neck, so as soon as you do Shchita, it's Meis Miyad. So therefore, that's why the Torah Gufa gave the whole Inyan Shchita, Gufa, to be Iker, the Tzar B'lechaim of the animal. But that's what Moshe says, that Avada, you're allowed to do it. If it's bothering you, Avada, you're allowed to do it. He says, maybe.
The person,
I thought
it says the
person,
I'll say, the mitzvah
of a mitzvah, is because of the Lechaim. Okay. L'maisa, now like this. So that's the Ramosha and the Chumash Tadesh. Ramosha goes even by a bug, all these things. Avad, maybe there's an Indian of Tzar B'lechayim. Ramosha sounds like he's just saying is that if it shares you, there's no problem with Tzar B'lechayim. The Mais and Shailas Yaitz V'yayvitz from Yaakov Emden, he goes with the new gang, B'negeah bugs, and he says that the holding of Tzar B'lechayim is only for animals of B'nai Malacha. Weird, because you see, all the parashas of Tzar B'lechayim were only written by an animal that serves you, there you're not being mitzayir the animal. But things that are not m'rayil malacha, and Kol Shkein, he says, Zuvim, Uprushim, Shash, Katzim, Vermatzim, the Me'isi, they're disgusting, and also he says, it causes tzayir for people, in such a case, there's no tzayir b'lechayim. But he says, Al Pisoi, he said that Rizal already told his Talmidim not to kill the bugs. So he said, "I'll be sorry, the Indian not to kill it." But Avad, there's no din tzar b'lechayim. So Oibazoi, L'chayra, B'negeah fishing, right? That's a very famous shayla. I don't think anyone is holding by hunting. If you're holding by hunting, also, we could discuss it. If there's Chumas Levi Yehuda. But what's more negeah is fishing. Fishing, L'maisa, you have to know also if it's really a tzar for the animal in the stomach. It's not the most geshmak experience for the fish, I'd imagine. So, if you're taking it to eat, that's fine. But if you're taking it just for the sport to throw back in, so l'chayra loiker back of emdin that says that the whole issur tzar b'lechayim was only for animals that serve you, right? Things that are not bali malacha b'chlal, so you have no te'elos on the malacha. So l'chayra you would say the grad doesn't speak about fish, but l'chayra that would be nichal in the same heter. That fish, l'chayra, there wouldn't be a tzar b'lechayim, only on tzmidus chazidus. So if you're coming to eat it, or you're putting it back into the water, you're not doing anything to them, so l'chayra should be mutter. If you can stand, kill it, that'll be a different shayla, and then l'chayra, maybe I'll eat this arizal, there's an Indian also, not to kill fish. Getting back to... What?
Fishing is a therapy.
Right, so it helps you out, l'chayra, anything that's a tzarech adam. But b'negeah tzar b'lechayim of people, so that's already brought down the Mishnayim, the Raj when Chuvitz goes, Avad is also in your tzar b'lechayim. I'm not sure what the shail is, because Avad, the Barachim of a Kalmasa, the Ikim is Chasidus, is with people, so I'm not sure what's exactly the shail, if they're nichon, the Isra, Pika, Vatina, the mitzvahs, or they're clearly sticking a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. But that's it.
For some reason, it's only to kill the bugs.
To kill the bugs, right.
Not the chavarechayim
for
the bugs, that's the
trap. Oh, I hear. He got talks about killings, I don't know. The Yosef Eimitz just brings down that, he says the people that shmooze and learning, he said after davening for a very long time, and they start to sue this, and umas tarim b'nei bayis haketanim shetichus anis b'shabes yoisim b'chayel, afilein erabin, he said there's an Indian not to do it, and that's a very famous thing that the Chavetz Chaim, when he had guests, he used to sing Shalom Aleichem, he used to sing all his music after he made Kiddush, in order to be conscious of the other person's side.
Do you think it's not this?